Nehemiah chapter 6. Now it came to pass, when Sanballat, and Tobiah, and Geshem the Arabian, and the rest of our enemies, heard that I had built the wall, and that there was no breach left in it, though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent to me, saying, Come, let us meet together in one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. And I sent messengers to them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down, why should the work cease, while I leave it, and come down to you? Yet they sent to me four times after this sort, and I answered them after the same manner. Then Sanballat sent his servant to me in like manner the fifth time with an open letter in his hand, in which was written, It is reported among the heathen, ungodly nations, and Geshemu says it, that you and the Jews think to rebel. Which is the reason that you build the wall, that you may be their king, according to these words. And you have also appointed prophets to preach of you at Jerusalem, saying, There is a king in Judah, and now shall it be reported to the king according to these words. Come now therefore, and let us take counsel together. Then I sent to him, saying, There are no such things done that you say, but you pretend them out of your own heart. Because they all made us afraid, saying, Their hands shall be weakened from the work, that it not be done. Now therefore, O God, strengthen my hands. Afterward I came to the house of Shemaiah the son of Deliah the son of Mehetabeel, who was shut up. And he said, Let us meet together in the house, temple of God, inside the temple, and let us shut the doors of the temple, because they will come to kill you. Yes, in the night they will come to kill you. And I said, Should such a man as I flee? And who is there, that, being as I am, would go into the temple to save his life? I will not go in. And, indeed, I perceived that God had not sent him, but that he pronounced this prophecy against me, because Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. Therefore he was hired, that I should be afraid, and do so, and sin, and that they might have a reason for an evil report, that they might reproach me. My God, consider Tobiah and Sanballat according to these their works, and on the prophetess Noadiah, and the rest of the prophets, who would have put me in fear. So the wall was finished on the 25th day of the month Elul, August, September, in 52 days. And it came to pass, that when all our enemies heard of it, and all the heathen, ungodly nations, who were around us saw these things, they were much cast down in their own eyes. Because they perceived that this work was done of our God. Moreover in those days the nobles of Judah sent many letters to Tobiah, and the letters of Tobiah came to them. Because there were many in Judah sworn to him, because he was the son-in-law of Shechaniah the son of Ara. And his son Johanan had taken the daughter of Meshullam the son of Berechiah. Also they reported his good deeds before me, and repeated my words to him. And Tobiah sent letters to put me in fear.